Good morning. It's good being with you again this morning. I'm glad that I was born a Gentile in this age and not a Jew during the days of Christ. Now, don't get me wrong, I would have loved to have sat under the teaching and preaching of Christ. I would have thrilled to see his miracles and to have peered into the empty tomb. However, if I would have grown up believing that my righteousness was tied to my keeping the commandments of the law, I'm afraid I may have struggled to comprehend the grace that Jesus came to offer. Young Jewish children were heavily indoctrinated in the law of Moses. Many often memorized the first five books of the law. They sat under teachers who daily reminded them of the many rules, regulations, and standards under which they must carefully follow. Each of those children eventually learned that no matter how hard they tried, strict adherence to all the laws was just impossible. Most of them even discovered that even their pious teachers failed to keep them all. They found the law intolerable, and yet they were daily schooled that their righteousness before God demanded total obedience. From childhood, those Jews knew deep down that they were failures, but they didn't know what to do about it. Then, one day, Jesus came, and with him came a revolutionary message. Jesus taught that man was incapable of keeping the whole law. In fact, he taught that if man broke one of the laws, he was guilty of breaking them all. Before him was a crowd of people who identified with his message and desperately wanted to hear the solution to their problem. Jesus told them that they could come to him and find the rest they so craved. The rest he described was spiritual, and it was achieved by faith, not works. Jesus introduced to them the key to righteousness with God, and it was by faith. Many of his listeners gave their hearts and lives to him by faith. They had their sins forgiven and began a new life of service for God. However, many more refused to believe his message, determined to continue in their futile efforts of keeping the law. They must have known that they were wrong, but their foolish pride refused to believe in something so contrary to what they had been taught their whole lives. In his letter to the Galatian churches, Paul tried to shake those who still refused to believe in Jesus. They had heard Paul preach the good news of Jesus Christ and the freedom found in believing in him, but many of them still chose to hang on to their old ways. He wrote to them in Galatians 5:4, "Christ is become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, ye are fallen from grace." Paul grieved at the thought of their refusal to trust their only hope for salvation. He told them that unless they trusted in him, Jesus Christ can be of no help to them. As long as they were going to hang on to their hope of the law, they would remain condemned by it. Praise the Lord, Christ offers an alternative to the condemnation of the law. His solution is simply believing in his death, burial, and resurrection as our only way of pleasing God and securing eternal life with him in heaven. God bless you today. I love you.